Mixed martial arts is not an Olympic sport, maybe because it's new, although it's also kind of old. It's just basically brawling, but in a kind of formal sports context. It's become very big. The matches are raking in millions on pay-per-view, but there's a catch. There's a worry here about athletes and drug use.
Mixed martial arts is also called cage fighting. It combines various forms of martial arts, wrestling, and boxing. Tamara Keith reports from California. It's a state that's leading the way in mixed martial arts drug testing.
Lucas Gamaza is about to begin his fourth professional MMA match. He's tall, lean, and muscular, and his body is covered with tattoos.
We're just trying to live the dream, you know? Fighting is something that comes natural to a lot of us.
Gamaza enters the cage. It's a 20-foot-wide octagon of black chain link. The crowd of 500 is electrified. His opponent is Aaron Johnston. They start out standing up, swinging at each other like boxers. But it's not long before the fight turns vicious. Gamaza launches a kick, and soon the men are rolling around on the ground in a fierce clutch. The sport is brutal, and often bloody. Gamaza lands several kicks to Johnston's head. After three 3-minute rounds, the judges have a decision.
In favor of your winner, Lucas Gamaza!
When MMA came to America 15 years ago, it was completely unregulated. But it's gradually been polishing its image by adding new rules and regulations. In 2006, the California State Athletic Commission began regulating this sport, which included testing athletes for drugs.
60 pulls you can get as you can go.
90 minutes before his fight, Lucas Gamaza was crowded into a small men's room with an inspector from the State Athletic Commission.
Delightful. It's everything I thought it was going to be.
We'll go back and fill out the paperwork.
Gamaza and three other fighters were picked for drug tests. Each fighter is supervised as he provides a urine sample in a clear plastic cup. Gamaza is not happy.
If you look at me, you can see that I'm not on steroids, you know. But so they're just trying to catch me for anything they can. But good luck with that. I'm a Blue Jay. I'm clean.
And he is clean. All of the tests on this night come back negative. But State Athletic Commission officials say a night of clean drug tests is the exception rather than the rule. The commission is testing for a variety of banned substances, both drugs of abuse like marijuana and cocaine, and performance-enhancing drugs like steroids. Of the more than 600 tests the commission performed on MMA fighters in the last 18 months, 10% of them came back positive for drugs.
That's a huge number.
Travis Tigert is with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
The temptation to use these drugs is huge, and until you have a uniform policy that spreads across the sport and then solid testing, both in competition and out of competition testing, with severe sanctions, you're going to run a huge risk of having athletes who are using these drugs.
And the temptation to use drugs seems to be greater in MMA than other combat sports. California tests on boxers found only 2% came back positive for drugs. This isn't just an issue of cheating, says Armando Garcia, the executive officer of the California State Athletic Commission. He says a fighter bulked up on steroids is more likely to seriously injure his opponent, and a fighter high on recreational drugs may not be able to properly defend himself.
You know, so-and-so hit so many home runs, possibly on steroids, proven or not proven. Okay, big deal. Nobody got hurt, except in combative sports, people get hit and kicked in the head, and you can get seriously hurt or killed.
We requested interviews about this issue with two of the most prominent MMA organizations. Elite XC is behind the Saturday night fights on CBS. A spokesman said they couldn't provide anyone to speak. And Jennifer Wank from the UFC, the nation's best-known promoter of MMA events, said the drug issue is best handled by the State Athletic Commission and declined to comment further. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.